It is Friday fun. And I swear this started going on. I started seeing this commercial while we would...
Sponsor.
Like, oh, sorry. Ham, what's sponsor?
American Leak Detection.
Sponsor. All right, cool. I swear I started seeing this commercial... like during, we were doing Why Today Doesn't Suck, and it may have been during, like Wimbledon or something like that. We would have, it was on during tennis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was definitely during.
Or golf? One of the two, maybe during one of the majors, but I would see this commercial. And there was a certain phrase that would pop up during this certain commercial that would throw me for such a loop, which I'll get to here in a second. But the product is Knix, K-N-I-X, and it is a female undergarment.
It's a brand of panties.
Yes.
Stop saying that.
So, panties. Bob, if you want to Google K-N-I-X, so just in case if you die in the next 20 minutes, your last Google search is that.
Wireless bra and seamless underwear.
All right. So... And the sound was never up when we were, because the sound is never up in our studio for obvious reasons. We don't want the bleed over. No pun intended.
Oh my.
But I'll play this commercial for you. And sorry the quality is weird, but we couldn't find the actual every commercial is on YouTube. Every single commercial except for this one. But
because no one wants to replay it.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, so this is what the commercial... This is when the audio is up, this is what they say during the commercial.
These underwear are pee-proof and period-proof and sweat-proof. They're leak-proof underwear from Knix. Comfy and confident protection that feel just like normal. With so many styles and colors to choose from, switching is easy at Knix.com.
So, at the beginning, of course, you get that it's pee-proof... And period proof.
Those are my panties.
Now, in the middle of this, as Dave can attest to, because I would have him look up, like, here it is, here it is, here it is. In the middle of it, they would show the panty, like a 3D view of the panty.
Would they have the test tube of blue liquid?
I think so, yeah. And it would say, they wouldn't say this out loud, but it would say all across the screen... Absorbs up to 8 tampons worth.
Yeah, the graphic, which, as you just played the audio, the announcer doesn't say it. The announcer just says period proof.
Right.
But as an additional proof point on the screen, it says in type, absorbs up to 8 tampons worth.
Right. Now, have you ever, and this is what throws me for a loop, I'm fine with the marketing angle of it. But it's like, that is a unit of measurement.
Yeah.
Not that it absorbs 3 milliliters. It absorbs 8 tampons worth.
Yeah, what is a tampon's worth?
I don't know.
I think... Yeah, there...
Do you know?
There's just...
Is there like a kitchen measurement thing like that?
Exactly. That's what I was going for.
Like for a recipe, you're saying.
I'm seeing that I can't believe I'm saying this, a fully saturated super tampon holds up to 12 milliliters of fluid.
Super tampon?
12 milliliters.
So
what's 12 times 8?
8? 96?
96,
yeah.
Milliliters?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of blood.
A soaked overnight pad holds up to 15 milliliters.
So you just dump 96 milliliters onto a Knix, and it fully absorbs it.
Careful.
Panties.
Okay.
It can't be the super. It's got to be like the regular.
Well, either way, I just found it weird that they would use that as a unit of measurement instead of saying one cup.
And also, it feels like an absurd amount to
be bragging.
like you need
yeah, I mean,
to go freshen up if we're talking about 8.
Freshen up.
You might need to towel off in that case.
So,
I mean, maybe like they could have even gone further and said, absorbs up to a full afterbirth.
Up to.
Just Dave.
No, nothing beyond it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Up to.
Right.
So I thought that I would go home to my wife.
Okay.
And I would drop in the context of normal conversation. Now, granted, I had to do this. I had to find a time when we were talking about liquids to squeeze this in as a unit of measurement.
Courage.
Okay?
I can't wait.
Boy, everybody's Friday just improved, I think.
So it just so happens that we were talking about, in, you know, it's 110 degrees and all that, and it's been that way for a month, and my son was preparing for a tennis tournament outside, which he would have to play all day in the heat. And so we were talking to him about hydrating. Okay?
Gotta hydrate.
And so in my head, I'm like, game on. And I kind of pulled the phone out and hit record. So here is attempt number one at a unit of measurement being 8 tampons worth with my wife.
What time's your lesson, bud? Yeah, so you need to drink so much water all day tomorrow.
Should have been studying on Monday. Well, so I'll drink a Coke from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. No, you really should.
Okay.
So it's like, he knows the drill. You need to drink an electrolyte water.
Yeah. You need to put that, whatever the, what do you put that stuff in there? The hydration things? Still, even if you don't like it, you need to drink it. At least, like, eight tampons worth.
Nothing. I got... She's sitting there having a conversation. The son is in the other room, and you need to drink the equivalent
at least
8 tampons worth.
Yeah, maybe 10 to be safe. We're not sure, but at least 8.
Yeah, one more time.
Like 8 tampons worth.
You can barely get it out.
And she's like looking at. At this point, I guess she just wasn't paying attention. And
she didn't even raise an eyebrow. She just ignored you totally.
Still drying plates.
she didn't pause mid-dry. For
she's
just
calculating
a it.
Right. She's on. Yeah. She's got the calculator out there.
Supers or light? Which one?
Just kind of shrugs. That sounds right.
Right. Okay. So we're still having the same conversation. All right. But at this point, Van enters the room. Okay.
It's like I'm at the sitcom, and
right
here comes Van, and I just cheer. I'm so happy.
Michael J. Fox comes in, slides in.
That's right.
Woo, there he is.
Well, his first appearance this episode.
This is what we're here for.
All right, so here is round two of trying to work in 8 tampons worth of liquid.
You're not wearing anymore.
Okay. Do you want to keep this?
Can you just throw that out?
This is like 8 tampons worth.
8 tampons worth of what?
8 tampons worth of liquid.
Hello, ticket listeners!
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
It's a unit of measurement.
No. Stop recording me. You're so stupid. You're so dumb.
Come out.
God.
There's a commercial. There's a commercial out.
You explain it to me and everybody else. I'm not that stupid. God. No, here.
Wait.
What did you try to do?
There's a commercial out. I'll explain it to both of you. For women's underwear.
And, oh!
And it says on there, like on the commercial. Have you seen it? And it says, it says it's absorbent enough, or it's as absorbent as 8 tampons.
Yeah.
You've seen that?
I've seen that.
And I'm like, Why is eight tampons a unit of measurement for this?
Eight.
So this is eight tampons worth of mineral water that you have.
Wait, is that an actual thing? You're just a guy. What? What is absorbing this 1 month worth of tampons? Underwear that you throw out? You? It's just a.
You tell me. They say it's as absorbent as eight tampons.
I guess if you. I don't know. Oh my god.
Can you tell me how much one tampon is worth?
Is it for girls or?
Yes. No.
I mean, like a lady, like
I guess one tampon.
If we're talking about tampons, like, is it? Could it replace? Like, depends if somebody or whatever. Like,
I don't know. I'll show you the commercial.
What kind of tampon are we talking? Aren't there different types of?
No, I'm just.
You
kidding.
Don't even know what a tampon is.
Yeah, it's the thing they stick out their. I know when they're on their period.
All right.
Turn it off. Turn the phone off. Oh.
Doggone, I love Van.
He's just hitting dinger after dinger.
Oh, God.
He's so excited, too. He was just so...
Because he'd seen that commercial. Yeah. And I'm sure he's like, what is going on here? Like, what is happening? Well, anyway, ladies.
Gosh, so many layers.
Yeah.
So many things.
Surely they're not meant to be worn in place of tampons.
I don't know.
I think it's just if you're caught by surprise.
Isn't there a way
tampons?
Isn't there a way to market your product without having to attach and quantify the payload of just what could this thing handle?
It's amazing how absorbent they are.
Like, yeah. our scientists were like, look. It can do twice as much as it needs. No, not enough.
Well, there definitely was a...
Four times
There
as
definitely
much.
Was a creative brief where someone did the math and put eight tampons
right.
worth.
See, what I want is during that commercial when they post that graphic, I want them going to a scientist, preferably killer,
yes.
who's in a full lab coat with goggles on, and he's holding, like, I don't know, some
beaker?
Sort of beaker.
He's,
yeah.
he's wringing out a pair of mitts.
He's holding a beaker and then holding eight tampons in the other hand.
One,
and shaking his head like,
two,
uh-huh.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's correct.
I love it all.
All right, there you go. There's some Friday fun.
Boy, that was.
Okay.
And if you just got in your car.
Yeah.